Now, this Belofte Bos story that you heard Regan talk about. It's a Western Cape business. It's a wedding venue. And they, according to reports, and if one looks at the website and their side of the story, they said, well, we're Christians and we don't condone same-sex marriages, so we're not going to facilitate it. Now, as much as the Constitution guarantees your freedom of speech, freedom of religion, it also has limitations. And I think if you're running as a business in South Africa, you need to stick to South African laws, because the Constitution also stops you from discriminating against people based on sexual orientation as one of the things that you shouldn't, or race or whatever. It tells you cannot discriminate. And quite frankly, if Belofte Bos does not change its policy, then I think it should shut down. Finish and klaar. Klaar gelag, finish laughing. I don't know what your take is on that. But I think it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous that you can humiliate people like that by saying, oh, well, you know, because you have sex in a certain way and because you happen to be a same-sex couple, this business will not facilitate you. And imagine we allowed that. That every restaurant run by, a Christian with strong beliefs, or not necessarily a Christian, any other religion with strong beliefs, can then say, well, gay couples aren't allowed to eat here. Is that right? Is that right? Nah. I quite frankly think if they don't change their ways, they should shut down. But you might agree or disagree with that. Then I've had a couple of discussions with some teachers. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Enoch Mpianzi's death at that orientation camp. It still haunts me as a parent. Here's a 13-year-old, excited to get out to school, comes from a very poor family. Not that that makes a difference. Even if he came from a rich family, quite frankly, it wouldn't make a difference. You go on this orientation camp. This child gets into trouble, loses his life. Hours later, they find out, oh, he's not there. I mean, what sort of nonsense is that? And what teachers are saying is, why in the world run orientation camps this early in the year? Why not get classes and students or pupils to understand, get to understand each other, get to bond, and then later in the year, you send them on these orientation camps. My heart's broken. As a dad, it's broken. Because what would I have done if that happened to my child? I'm looking forward to hearing what that investigation shows. And if anybody in that school was found to be grossly negligent, I hope they sit in front of a court of law. It's just my take on that. Those are some of the issues that I'm putting out there. If there's anything positive you'd like to throw into the mix, things that are working in your community, great people that you've met doing some phenomenal stuff, I also like bringing positivity into the show. So use those numbers, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. Let's chat to Janine in Hart Bay. Hi there, Janine. Good morning and thank you for calling.
Good morning, Kina. I'm sorry to be actually starting with such a negative thing because we've got so much to be grateful for. But, the Cape Philharmonic concert, which was in Kirstenbosch on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I actually had 8 tickets for that. And so it wasn't, it wasn't peanuts. I paid for that. And, of course, the weather just precluded anybody going and enjoying that wonderful evening that we have every year there. But what has upset me is that the Cape Philharmonic gives no kind of compensation whatsoever when there's bad weather. Nobody could attend that concert. There was gale force winds, there was rain, And when you phone and check on it, they say, oh, no, the Cape Philharmonic will play whatever the weather is. Well, they're undercover. But none of the people who are there to enjoy the concert are undercover.
So you're not getting refunds?
No refund whatsoever. There isn't even a contingency plan. There isn't even there will be a concert in the City Hall in March that you can bring your tickets to and attend free. There's no compensation whatsoever, and I think that is shocking.
Oi, oi, oi. What I've done is I've just WhatsApped one of the board members of the Cape Philharmonic. I think it sounds ridiculous that people don't give you money back. Did you pay Kirstenbosch or did you pay Philharmonic?
No, you pay, I think it's Web Tickets.
They do it
to one of these agencies. But they say no refund, compensation in that you can attend another concert, nothing.
Okay. Janine, I'm going to look into that. Let's see what we can find out. I've just WhatsApped one of the board members there to see, you know, what their side is. It's a Kirstenbosch concert, as far as I know. So, you know, refunds need to go via Kirstenbosch Gardens because they're putting on that event, last time I checked. I mean, have you tried contacting Kirstenbosch?
No, I haven't. I just went onto their website and they also called and they said, no, there's no refund. It's just bad luck.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, I really, really think that you need to try Kirstenbosch Gardens. They put on the concert. Philharmonic is one of the acts that they put up there. And I do think that you need to contact Kirstenbosch. Let me know what they say, Janine. If it was the Philharmonic Orchestra who said, hey, we're throwing a concert and we're using this particular venue, use our ticket partner, then I can understand that. But you need to go to the event organizer to find out whether or not you can actually get that refund. That's just my thinking around it. So, Janine, let's go to Theo. Hi there, Theo. Good morning.
Good morning, Kino. How are you?
Very, very good.
Sick. Hi, Kino. Sorry, I happened to be at the Kirstenbosch concert on Sunday evening. And for the record, it was the most magnificent evening. There was not a drop of rain. There was a little drizzle about half an hour before the concert started. Thereafter, there was not a drop of rain. It was absolutely most spectacular evening watching the Symphony Orchestra at Kirstenbosch Gardens. So I unfortunately, I don't know why they would have to refund anybody. And I too phoned Kirstenbosch 3 or 4 times while it was raining, and they said, regardless, the concert is going ahead. And I thought, well, let's go and take a chance. The worst is we'll get wet and leave. Mm. But it did not rain one drop. It was a spectacular evening.
Yeah, and, you know, then the question is, for the people who thought there might have been rain, thought that it was going to rain out, then didn't attend, should they be getting a refund when a lot of
Absolutely
other people
not.
Actually rocked up and enjoyed it?
Correct.
And that is it?
Correct. I think those people that made that decision just missed out on a beautiful evening. They erred on the side of caution and it didn't work out, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the board member said, obviously, and this is 100% accurate, it's not CPO. The event is hosted by Kirstenbosch. CPO is just hired to perform, like all others. The event is organized by Kirstenbosch. Tickets sold by Kirstenbosch. And furthermore, the conditions cleared. So I don't see how, I mean, just listening to that and just looking at the weather yesterday out in the southern suburbs, it did clear. So should someone get money back for not attending? And that is, therein lies the rub. Let's go to Theo. Theo was just on. Let's move on to Andy. Andy, good morning. Good having you on the show, sir.
Hi, Andy. Oh, sorry.
No, you can call me Andy if you like. It's a Tuesday. I don't mind.
Just listening to the story about the Parktown boy who had drowned on the orientation camp. I'm a principal at Green School out near Paarl, so I'm phoning from a school principal's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
To pick up on your first point, you were saying, why have camps so early in the year? It's a really good idea to have a camp for your new students, your new learners.
Mm.
Everybody come into grade 8, people get to know one another out of the classroom, and it's a great bonding activity. And,
sure.
In my school, we've run these things for a number of years.
Okay.
Secondly, for any school activity, you've got to conduct a risk assessment. And any activity in school has an element of risk. Climbing the jungle gym, conducting a science experiment, going on a geography field trip. And you need to have a careful look at what are the risks and how will you manage them. So in a situation like this, where you've got quite a large number of children in water building a raft, you need to look very carefully at who's going to supervise those children, what happens if somebody falls in the water, can you get a response to them quickly enough that should somebody not be able to swim, you can get them to safety. You know, these things happen very, very quickly in a matter of minutes, if not within a minute.
Absolutely.
So you need to be incredibly vigilant about anything to do with children at water, particularly you know, those children who don't swim or are not good at swimming and really require very careful supervision. But I do want to temper that by saying we want to offer activities in schools that do have an element of risk. You know, you want to take kids for hikes up the mountain or go mountain biking or, goodness gracious, probably the most dangerous activity kids do at school is play rugby. And, you know, you want to ensure that a potentially dangerous game like rugby can continue. But can you coach and referee games of rugby in a way that provides a reasonable level of safety for the children taking part in activities like that? So one has to have a really thorough risk assessment and risk management process in place, but you don't want to be paralyzed into doing absolutely nothing because, well, goodness gracious, then you'd have to cancel almost every sporting activity, most science experiments, and goodness gracious, even climbing up the jungle gym at break time.
No, for sure. But there needs to be an onus of care. And when you're sitting on a life raft and you don't have a life jacket, that smacks of negligence.
Well, if you had a supervisor in a canoe right next to the life raft and was watching every single child and could very swiftly get to somebody who'd fallen off the life raft, that would be acceptable. But without doubt, you know, what is the normal level of safety? If you took somebody rock climbing, you would expect that everybody would wear a helmet.
Yes.
And there will be a standard safety precaution in a rock climbing activity. Similarly to anything to do with water, kids must have a life jacket.
Yes, and how do you not know that someone is missing hours after that person had gone missing? Is there no roll call? Is there? You know, surely, if you've got a whole lot of people, you've done your risk assessment, you also have to check that everybody's there before you move on with your day.
It becomes particularly complex when you've got large numbers of students, and I'd imagine they would have, you know, perhaps 200 kids there. So what is your system for checking that everybody who went into the water came out? But in particular, you know, an activity like that, you've got to be able to respond within a minute, you know, even less than that. So you've got to have somebody watching those children like a hawk.
Indeed. Wonderful call, Andy. Wonderful chat. Andy Wood there, school principal, just looking at risk assessments when planning these outings. Maybe you've got something to add as a parent, as a teacher who's currently not teaching. You've got your time off and you're listening to us. That's perfectly fine. You can give us a call, but I'd love to hear from you on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. This is the open line. You're listening to Cape Talk. I'm Keno with you all the way through until 12.
Cape Talk, the open line. Call 021-446-0567.
And a very good morning to you. It is 9:23. Received a call from one of our listeners earlier saying that, well, you know, with the weather and the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra performing in Kirstenbosch Gardens on Sunday, they didn't go because they thought it would rain and they want their money back, and they said the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra won't give their money back. It's not the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra's job to give anybody's money back. It's the organizers. And when the weather clears and you have a fabulous evening, then, you know, whose responsibility is that? I think if you've taken the call to cancel, then that is that. You need to lose the money for those tickets. And that is a discussion we can have. But let's go straight to your calls. Alex and Fishuk, good morning.
Hi, Kino. I'd like to ask you two questions about the issue of the gay couple that was turned away from the wedding venue.
Yes.
The first point is that, you know, I do feel for the it must have been a really humiliating experience. But I wonder, for the crime of humiliation, is it proportional to take away the livelihood of the business owners involved? Is there a proportional punishment for that crime? And the second thing is, there are actually very many service providers in South Africa who have this very same problem of conscience. A friend of mine, as an example, makes cakes, and she just said, you know, it's such a personal endeavor. It's a personal journey they walk through with the couple, and it will be very hard for her to do that for a gay couple by her conscience. And is it really a route we want to go down, especially from government point of view in our harsh economic time, to start closing these kinds of businesses that, by and large, are providing value to our society?
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of whether government will close it or not. I think it's whether people will continue going there. Now, I happen to hold, you know, the constitutional rights that this country's put in place, one of the best constitutions globally. You know, so yes, people were humiliated. The question is, where do you draw the line, Alex? Do we now say Christians who don't like same-sex relationships won't be hosting people in their restaurant because, you know, they don't do the whole gay thing? Where do we draw the line? And is it okay to say, yeah, man, as long as you're creating jobs for people, it's okay to demean people, impair their dignity? You've got to create a balance somewhere. And once again, I don't think it's about government closing the business. I think it's like, for me personally, I will never go to Beloftebos. If anybody asks me, as Keto Cummies, would I suggest Beloftebos? I would say, in good conscience, I can't, because they're bigots. In my opinion, right? Because of what they've done. And if someone else who agrees with Beloftebos wants to go there, then great, let them go. Let them go and let the business continue running. But I personally cannot support a business like that.
Okay, no, I totally agree with that. I think that's it's a great free market solution to the problem, and government policy doesn't need to enter into this particular debate. Yeah. So I'm glad we agree there.
And there will be consequences, though, of course, for the owners if they are found to be in contravention. And we can't stop that from happening. If the Human Rights Commission looks at this, they feel they want to go to the Equality Court. The Equality Court makes a finding that they have to pay a couple of hundred thousand. Then they're going to have to do that. So,
for sure.
You know, it's the law is the law at the end of the day. But Alex, great call, sir.
Thanks, Kino.
Have a good one, eh, Alex and Fishuk. Louis Hanneman, board member of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. Hey, Louis, good to have you on the show.
Good morning, Kino. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm sure you were told about the call that we received in the show relating to the concert that eventually was quite a fabulous one.
Yep. Kino, I'm looking over Cape Town this morning, no wind, beautiful sunny morning. And the 20 consecutive years that we've performed in late January, early February at Kirstenbosch, we've always had wonderful weather. I mean, who could have foreseen that the weekend was such a strange occurrence in terms of the weather? Running up to the concert in the day, you know, a lot of people tweeted and asked, you know, is there going to be a concert? Is it going to happen? And of course, we got worried as well, and musicians got quite worried about the weather. But in the end, it was a great concert, and a few drops here and there, and the wind did die a bit down.
Yeah.
So if there's a controversy about it, we were as worried as the people, and I'm sorry if people didn't go because they thought, well, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, but I think everybody's on the same page here. Yeah. The concert went ahead. It was fabulous, according to all accounts. And if someone decided to take the risk not to go because they believe it might have rained, that is a risk they need to take.
Yeah. There's a policy. Kirstenbosch, you see, it's a Kirstenbosch concert. We only hired or invited to play there.
Yes.
Their policy is no refund if there's something happening or the weather.
Yeah.
Inclement weather, I mean, it's just one of those things, and you take the risk, and they don't refund. So
there we go.
I hope not people are cross about that.
Well, Louis, great call there. Board member of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, putting things into perspective. And a quick one from Leslie in Dip River. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Kino. Kino, I just feel that as a Christian, the proprietors of Beloftebos lost an amazing opportunity to show Christian love.
Mm.
One doesn't have to like or condone their way of life. But, I mean, our our role model is Jesus, who went against all the social standards of the day. He spent time, he spoke to prostitutes who were shunned, adulterers who the whole community shunned, and he showed love to them. And that is just what an example it would have been, knowing the standard of Beloftebos, if they showed love to those people and hosted them. And their entire wedding party would have been of a similar orientation or sympathetic to it.
Yeah.
And they would have seen that one can love people, and that is what we're called to do.
There we go. Leslie and Dip River, thank you so much. So as I said, I can't in good conscience, being who I am, and certainly, hopefully, trying my best to live up to our constitution, I can't tell people go to Beloftebos, it's a cool place.